Let's talk about Beatrice Martinez, B-E-A-T-R-I-Z Martinez, 316-69. Call her, see if she's better. She had pneumonia, remember? Yeah, okay, we'll just wait. We'll call her, just for the hell of it. This is a 54-year-old woman who comes in today with symptoms of cough, congestion, bronchitis, difficulty to breathe, shortness of breath, sputum production. Patient states that in the past 4 days, her symptoms have gotten worse. She's developed cough, congestion, and sputum production. She's having a hard time at nighttime sleeping. Normally, she has no issues with breathing issues. She is not a smoker. And she has not had any nausea, vomiting, hematoma. She's had some nausea, no vomiting, hematoma, systematic. She's a seizure convulsion, period. Medications, none. Medical problems, negative. Surgical problem, negative. Allergy, none. Social, period. 7 years ago, no smoking, no drinking, no drug use. COVID immunization up to date. Flu immunizations up to date. Review of system as above. She's alert. She's awake. She weighs 186 pounds, 98%, 99.8, 16, 69, 114 over 46. Heart positive, one positive, two. Lungs, few bronchi and valves. Abdomen soft. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows mild edema. Neurological non-focal. Assessment. Chest X-ray shows what looks like a right-sided lower lobe pneumonia. Number one. Number two. Rocephalogram now. Next one is dexamethasone. Next one is Z-Pak. Next one is Medrol dose pack. Next one is come back in 2 weeks to recheck chest X-ray. Next one is call in 24 hours. Next number, Z-Pak, Medrol dose pack, and Bromfit given. Next number, she does need a yearly mammogram. Next number, she's not interested in colonoscopy. Oh, by the way, go back up and put family history positive for diabetes. No colon cancer. Next number, because of her nausea, we looked at her gallbladder, which was within normal limits. Next number, because of her palpitations, we looked at her heart. No abnormality was seen. Thyroid looks normal. The fatty liver looks a little bit fatty. Lower extremity shows no edema, cortical cyanosis. Patient does have possible symptoms of sleep apnea. We'll investigate further after she feels better. Next number, the muscle pain in the lower and upper extremity are related to her illness. No sign of DVT or PVD noted. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving, and then do an addendum at the bottom. We called her today, which is the 14th. She says she's feeling better. She slept better. She slept better. She had good bowel movement. And she will continue to improve. If anything changes, she call us. Thank you.